purpose is.
Talk to me?
Yeah, we're either one of you or both of you. We're all three of you. We're all
four. I really don't know what they're... Well, right now, they're... Like I said, they're trying to make this concerted effort to show people that Indians are capable of handling their own affairs. And, I think that's one of the purposes. I saw this very evident. But in contradiction, you know, everything's all a contradiction right now, because they really don't have the resources yet to do the things that they're doing.
Well, I don't think that makes any difference, Ron.
Because they're just getting started.
I think you're looking towards the middle of the thing.
I think that if we judge things about it right now, it's going to be like prejudgment.
Yeah, this is what
because,
I'm trying to say.
Because my only argument in supporting that is because of those people that I met that were very sincere, were very serious about it. And I think that they're very strong and they can carry it on. And if they can get more people like them in there, it's going to work. And it's just something that's going to have to happen.
What do you think of all
that? But I think it's a prejudgment to say, well, you know, this and this and this and that. They're not going to make it. Oh, that's a personal opinion, but I don't think it's a good, complete joke.
Well, the important thing now is that they've got to have their own organization strong enough to be able to survive. And as far as I can tell, the government's just going to let them sit out there till they move off the island. Do you think they're going to be able to withstand that? Because the government doesn't give a damn. It's been unoccupied since 1963. That's 7 years. You know, as far as the government's concerned, it could be unoccupied for another 20 years. You know, are the Indians going to be able to sit out there under those conditions for 20 years?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
I don't know. I don't think they can keep getting the support they've been getting. They can't get the government to do something about it. These people in the Bay Area are going to be, they're going to reach a certain limit where they no longer support it.
Right now,
what they were talking about, time, you know. They said that time could really go against them.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it could be very useful.
Depending on what they do with their time.
What they do with their time, yeah,
that's just it. But I suspect that 90% of the people that are out there are going to split. You'll see them split within 6 months. Except for the very hardcore.
Yeah, the very hardcore, the very few that are there for what they believe.
Well, I think they're all there for what they believe. It's just a matter of, you know.
But I think any type of movement or any type of, what's that word, revolution, or if you want to call it a revolution, it's always going to be like that, you know? There are going to be people who are more or less followers, and they're going to split, and somebody else is going to take their place, and the turnover will be very big, and you might convince some people, you might not.
Yeah.
See, so, I mean, it's kind of like a natural thing, and I think it's kind of good in the sense that people who haven't been there do get to go there to see how it is. If they split, well, maybe they can go back home and tell their impressions of it. It's kind of like an experience, is what I'm saying.
You know what I think the most important part of our trip out there was getting you guys out there. As far as
thank you, Great White Father.
Well, no, I think so, seriously. You know.
Yep.
Forget it.
What?
Get it.
Why? No, go ahead. I want to listen to it.
No, you're gonna.
Come on, say it.
I'm not gonna.
Okay. Older people.
people on that island too. The others are just
say these old people are. Why are they there with the kids?
I think they are with the kids.
What?
I think they are with the kids.
Yeah, but why?
They're sort of like their leader or something, I don't know.
In what sense?
They're the ones
that are... Is it like an ego trip for them or what?
No.
Well, how would you characterize them?
I think that they're opportunists and they're broad-minded and they're able to see a lot of things and this is like something they've done all their life ever since they were young. And like you can talk about some young kids just recently got on an Indian kick, whereas these people have been on it for, you know, all their lives. So that's why they're very, very sincere. And if Alcatraz doesn't succeed, they'll find something else, and they'll go on and on and on. They're like the stable ones, because they've been going through this, and they realized these things a long time ago, whereas maybe other Indians did too, but they didn't get out and express it that much.
Okay, what were they doing before Alcatraz, and if you consider them what they've done on Alcatraz, what did they do before they were on Alcatraz?
I don't know. I mean, just picking up my little things about what they said about their life and how it was. And like this one lady was BIA up on her reservation went to hire her because she was supposed to be too rebellious. Cited different examples of what happened to her, and she probably always liked that, you know. Maybe it's just part of her personality. I'm not saying she's
what do you,
a great
what do you think
Indian.
Of some of these symbolisms they use, like, or words they use, do you think it's a detriment, a benefit, or what? Actually, on that booklet we received, this is considering the resources, you know, like, they really haven't investigated the things that can be done. They really haven't. It seemed like just on that booklet, you had all these primitive hieroglyphic type drawings on the front cover. You know. Couldn't they do something more than this? You know, I mean, like. There has
well,
to
that's
be.
An artsy-craftsy thing. That's what's entering into it there.
I think this still goes back to, like...
But this still goes back to the fact that there are individuals that can really do something in an aspect, and they really haven't exploited this, you know. I think they should. I think they should project the right image across. You know, I think they should project the image that...
Well, let me ask you.
Well, they're perpetrating this primitive, just by, you know, like white people. They look into all this symbolism and stuff, and just by looking at these, like the cover of this booklet, many of them get the idea. Here this primitive lot, you know, on this island, and I really don't believe this should be the case. I think they should go out and say that. They should have some type of artwork or design which is representative of Indians today.
Yeah, I agree with that because I didn't like the cover either. But I don't know how much further I could go into.
Like, say, your father-in-law, wouldn't he get this impression? You know, like, having been a.
I didn't get a chance to talk to him yesterday about. because I left that material there for him to read. Mm-hmm. And never talked to him about it. What do you think, Alcatraz, what kind of impression is it going to make on the American people? You think it'll make them sympathetic towards the Indian situation? Or do you think the fact that the thing is mostly hippies and all that
stuff? Well, up to now, I think it has been sympathetic towards the Indian. But how long can they keep pulling the wool over the American public's eyes, you know, or the news media? That's the thing that worries me. That's the thing that worries me
about the thing is that, okay, so the people are sincere, but, you know, they're, well, it takes this kind of Indian, I guess, to do it, but they're coming on really strong hippie, you know.
Yeah.
And this is not the kind of
Indian that
Indian or impression that President Nixon's silent majority is going to buy.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, they're going to say, well, look at, goddamn, look at these pictures. They're all hippies, you know.
Because the American government would rather see them in their old primitive dress.
No, it's not that. It's not that.
No, it's just the hippie impression in general.
Well,
regardless whether it's
hippie
Indian
idea.
Or
yeah,
white.
I know. It could be detrimental, but... You know, what other forms or what other thing could they attach on it right now?
Well, it could be clean cut at least.
Like you?
No, I'm not clean cut, for God's sake.
Well, like the thing I was getting to. You know, this primitive art deal, you know, like that. They could clean that act up, for one thing. That's one of the things they could clean up. And they could clean up this act about going around wearing their marble bags and fringe all over the place, you know. Like, how many Indians today do this, you know?
Well, how many Indians in the past ever did it?
Yeah.
That's all hippie imagination, you know.
What about their flag?
That's another thing they're trying to, I think they just took they try to represent something, and they did it in the wrong way. I think that they can come up with something more original than what they did. Like here, they make this big stink about the American flag, and yet they follow the same basic picture of it. You know, here's a star, here's the stripes, red and white stripes, and there's a solitary teepee. And I think they could have done a better job than that. That's another of this, you know, non-thinking on their part, you know, non-thinking in the way that they could actually put more meaning behind it. Just little things like that, you know. They could try to express themselves better.
Outside of their hierarchy of organization, there's actually very little organization going on.
Well, yeah, we are.
Like what's her name said, every time they have a council meeting, they cancel it or change it. Only half the people show up, or one or two people show up, you know.
Well, they have all these grievances among each other, I guess, and they can't really get together on things, which is a bad thing. I think being mainly from urban communities that they could at least get along together or something. Like I could see it at home or see it at other reservations where people don't get along, but this is because of the fact that you know different individuals, you know them from the